Check one, check two. Hello, hello. Are we live? We are live. Today is called the Global Menace. What is globalism? Who is Charlie Kirk? And Leonardo DiCaprio time travels to explain gravity, and Pixar is analyzed. Hi, everybody's. Howdy. Hi, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Please, can we stop with the word global? Please, can't we drop the word global? You're in a timeout. Why don't you think about what you're. Listen, just sit and listen. It's a fantastic quality non-psychopaths have where they just sit there and they just think, or they say, good, positive things. Can we stop with the word global? That's the whole point of the episode. The global menace. Can we just. All right, let me just get out of the chat real quick. All right, so first off, before I was born, it was prophesied in my town that there would be a king of the gravy would be born. Well, how do I know this? Because this is a picture of my town from the 1800s. Actually, no, that's a different one. That's really funny, though. Hang on. As you can see, you can almost see the house I was raised from there. The house I was raised in is a was like a, 1400, 1500 square foot workman's house for pen paper. But as you can see here, there's you need a biscuit. There was a lot of dry biscuits in my area, but no, not enough gravy. And so globalism took all these businesses and sent them overseas, and now Oswego is a it's just riddled with opiates, and all those buildings have been torn down. But little did they know that a few blocks away from this picture of the biscuit factory, there would be born a king of gravy, and that is me. And I left that town, and I'm here now to set what's right. That biscuit factory getting moved to China will not stand. All right, so what is this all about? What are we talking about here? I'm talking about Charlie Kirk. So Charlie Kirk is one of the spokespeople for Turning Point USA, the bastard upside down child of the concept of America First. This is what he said recently. Oh, and by the way, as you can see, Charlie Kirk's face is shrinking. His head is expanding, but his face is getting smaller and smaller. This is what Charlie Kirk. Oh, by the way, grabbers, shills, liars, sodomites, don't riff. The whole reason that these people don't really do live streams or riff off the cuff is because when they speak from the heart or when they speak just off the cuff, they actually reveal what they think. And when it hasn't been reviewed by, tables full of grabbers doing this with their hands. It can be too revealing for your cause, Charlie. So this is what he believes America is. Let me find the clip. Here it is.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas. And of course, I love the Grand Canyon. I love the Rocky Mountains. And I love Boston. I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas, and we were on an island, that's America, that's Israel. And that's what people have to realize, that America's just a placeholder for timeless ideas. And if you fall too in love with, the specific place and all this, that's not what it is. Israel would be the exception because there is a holy connection to this land.
All right, so let me just break that down for you. I know there's fluoride in the water and opioids in the blood. He's saying America isn't a place. Because the globalists, and a globalist is a good word. They are globalists. And we'll explain that you don't have to replace globalist, even if you believe that the world is not a globe. They do. They're literally globalists. They believe that the earth is a spinning ball going 66,000 miles an hour through the infinite black of a hellish vacuum called space. And they act like humans don't matter because, in the globalist mind, a human being does not matter. What Charlie Kirk just told you, he's a mainstream leader of the quote-unquote right wing, but it's the fake right wing. It's non-human. It's what, a weasel? Right, 1,000 points of light, right. I'm a snow globalist. Wait till I show you this Pixar short, man. Pixar gets it. Hey, Edmonton. All right, so the civic nationalist already says that America is not a people, which I reject. A nation is its people. That's what nation means. Now, they're to the point where they're saying it's not even a place. That America is not a place. It's not the Rocky Mountains or Boston or Chicago or any of these places, because they could all disappear and the dirt does not matter. America is nothing more than a contract called the Constitution so that Israel and the grabblers can do can extract as much resource from it as possible. If America was gone, which it will be if they continue, it's still just an idea, a parasitic idea that they can then bring to the next place. And it's not just Jews who are grabblers. I will show you evidence of that right now. This is Joel Osteen. Why would a Christian pastor be standing in front of a globe and not a cross, you ask yourself? Why would a Christian pastor be promoted by open Satanist Oprah Winfrey? Why would a Christian pastor be standing in front of a globe? Because he's a globalist. And oddly, as you can see that little thing on his podium, it looks a lot like the NASA snake tongue. They're all in the same boat. They're all in the same boat. And what? Just to get things started here, I want Charlie Kirk may be tuned in, because I just posted on Instagram that I would be humiliating him. So we've been on you, Charlie, for a while now. This is not my first rodeo with old Coke face. This is a Mountain Bear creation from a while ago. We've known about Charlie Kirk. Again, when we've been mocking Charlie Kirk, people, oh, how dare you? Don't punch right. Don't punch right. He's not the right. He's an Israel first shill homo. This was one of the tweets he said months ago, and so we animated it.
Breaking, I'm Charlie Kirk, and I like cocaine. Up my nose, up my ass. I hang out with Candace. Yeah, Candace is great. I mean, she's great. She's a great friend. We like to go, go to stores. The dictators, the Palestine, will not let people fuck each other in the streets like they're supposed to do. Breaking, today, the dictators of Palestine, the dictators, Israel, the best. The best. Everybody, the best. So much sodomy there. It's fucking great. Meanwhile, Israel has massive, and I mean massive, massive gay pride parades where everyone has a giant dick. Are we just going to stand here and not let everyone suck each other off in Palestine?
Okay, so the only argument he ever has for Israel having so much dominance and exude so much control over its Muslim neighbors is that they give rights to sodomites. That instead of following the biblical law that sodomy should be illegal, he just keeps saying, but in Israel, people can have pride in their dick sucking. I know I can sound vulgar, but I'm not going to hide behind the nonsense words that these people use. Right there, he's saying, the dictator in Palestine won't let people have pride in sodomy. Why won't anyone cover it? He's a raging homosexual, raging. The odds are not zero that Charlie Kirk and Louder with Crowder, Steven Crowder, were forced to butt pump each other in front of Ben Shapiro for his mouth pleasure. The odds aren't zero. I think it's much higher than zero. Dual citizen equals major right. There's no such thing as a dual citizen. There's no such thing as dual loyalty. That's like saying dual loyalty to your wife. There is no, it's like saying you have a dual loyal religion, that you're Christian and you worship this like eight-armed bitch out of India. It's not possible. And Charlie Kirk, his loyalty is to Israel only. Only. I completely agree that sodomy should be illegal. It is illegal. It's currently illegal. Of course it should be illegal. Because it's the upside down. These men are all sodomites because when you live in an inverted world of lies, you always end up there. Listen, now for the people that are just joining, we're going to review. And then we got a new Anchor Bear creation as well. This is what Charlie Kirk recently just said. And he also denied the USS Liberty, which is insane.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty.
By the way, his hands, because, okay, the thing about grab wars, and Charlie Kirk is a textbook grab war, is all they want to do is this all day long. I think it's a circulation problem from inbreeding. I'm dead serious. This is all they want to do. Right? So when he's holding a microphone and he can't do this with his hands, he doesn't know what to do with his other hand. Watch how uncomfortable his other hand is, because he's holding a microphone and he keeps just wanting to do this, but he can't because he's holding a microphone. So he's just like doing nonsense. Watch this. It's hysterical. He wants to grab his hand so bad he doesn't know what to do with it.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas. And of course, I love the Grand Canyon. I love the Rocky Mountains.
Look at his hands, he's dying.
Boston. I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas. And
okay, first off, this is such nonsense that America is not an idea. That's contract law. That's grab war nonsense. But he goes, listen to how he says love. Like, I don't mean to brag here, but I was on to this guy early. And I picked up on his homosexual mannerisms when he goes, I love Boston. So he likes the Grand Canyon, which is just a hole. He loves the Rocky Mountains. I love the Rocky Mountains too, but he's referring to crack rock, I think. I love the Rocky Mountains. I love Boston. Yeah, I know there's a lot of gay bars in Boston, Charlie. You're not hiding it well. Listen to this. Listen to how he says love.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas. And of course, I love the Grand Canyon. I love the Rocky Mountains. And I love
Boston.
I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas and we were on an island, that's America. That's Israel. And that's what people have to realize.
No, America is what you just listed. Boston, Chicago, the Rocky Mountains. That's America. It's borderline intolerable when people won't admit that America is a people, that I am an American, my family are Americans, that we have a deep and proud lineage. That my family goes back to 1710. Amy's family goes back to the late 1700s in America, except for the one Mexican that jumped a fence. But that's fine. We're fine with that. America not being a people is one thing, but America not being a place. Bear in mind, when we were making fun of Justin Trudeau, the grab war, I'll just play it for you. Oh, it's not on this computer. I'll do it. Just look it up. It's at, it's Mountain Bear did another brilliant cartoon. But it's like, Justin, you just told the Canadian people that Canada isn't a country. I know that sounds like satire, but it's true. That's what they believe. They are globalists. So they don't believe America is even a place. All America is a contract that they can do business at. That's all it is to them. Damn, I didn't get the notification. Oh, that's all right. Kirk loves the idea of blowing dudes. Obsessed. Oh, and by the way, subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Own your top bloke. Thank you. Canada's a fiefdom of the UN. No, it isn't. It's a people and a place. Like, stop giving up your power, but just watch this one more time and just understand what he's saying. If you're a liar and a shill, don't riff, Charlie. It's like, this isn't going well for you, and his hand is dying to grabble. Just look at him.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty.
He's got to hold it in his pocket.
Ideas. And of course, I love the Grand Canyon.
He's loyal to an idea. I got some ideas for you, Charlie. It's called go home. Get. We don't like your kind around here. Why don't you go Tel Aviv and go Tel Aviv? Ha ha.
Rocky Mountains, and I love Boston, and I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas and we were on an island, that's America. That's Israel. And that's what people have to realize, that America's just a placeholder for timeless ideas. And if you fall too in love with, you know, oh, the specific place and all this.
Look at his hand, that's, dying,
you
know, for
that's
it.
Not what it is. Israel will be an exception because there is a holy connection to this land.
So he's saying he's Israel, he's loyal to Israel. Israel, there's an exception. There's a holy connection to America's dirt, to Americans. It's our nation. Nations are given by God, Charlie. You know, and it's like, I still can't get over his hand. I promise I'll get past this, but just hang on. Look at his hand. It's dying to grabble. Just look at his hand. He doesn't know where to put it. So it's in his pocket and he's like, oh, and then he goes for his hand, but look, watch this. He's going for his other hand to rub them together frantically. Look, but he realizes that people will spook because he's holding a mic. So it goes up to his face. Watch this. Well, first he touches his Coke nose and then he just puts it on his jaw. Because if he didn't do that, if he didn't do it, guys, the rubbing would become like a locust. Just look at this. So what he does, just psychologically speaking, what he does is he first has his hand and he puts the shekel in the pocket. And then he's like, he wants to start whacking off because he's a pervert. And he probably sees a muscular man and he's like, oh, I got to beat off. And he's like, oh, I got to get my hand away from my wiener. And then his first instinct is to go to the gravel. Well, obviously he's a limp-wristed homo. Look at his limp. His wrist is just flopping around in the breeze. He's going for the gravel. Look, watch this. Oh, look, he's showing everybody. He's like, that's what I want to be doing right now, whacking off. And then he goes towards the hand. Let me grabble. No grabbling. So he goes up to touch his nose to let all the fellows in the crowd know what he's up to. Watch this. Ready? So it's going into the hand. So now he's like, hey, boys, I'm here for business. He's showing everybody like what he's like, yep, after I'm down. And then he just goes, if I hold it here, I won't whack off or grabble. And then he goes right back to the pocket so that, because while he's here, he's thinking, do I still have those shekels in my pocket? The 30 shekels of silver that I sold my soul for, is it still there? Because they could be stolen. Then he puts it back in the pocket. And then he realizes he doesn't even have a face anymore, that his face is shrinking as his head grows. Watch it all together.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas.
Watch this.
And of course, I love the Grand Canyon. I love the Rocky Mountains.
He's just moving his fingers around right now.
I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas and we were on an island, that's America. That's Israel. And that's what people have to realize, that America's just a placeholder for timeless ideas.
Back in the pocket.
And if you fall too in love with,
open for business, right to the nose, and then to the, and then back to the shackle.
Israel will be an exception because there is a holy connection to this land.
Okay, so for those of you just joining, I'll show you exactly what Charlie Kirk is and has been up to.
Breaking! I'm Charlie Kirk, and I like cocaine. Up my nose, up my ass. I hang out with Candace. Yeah, Candace is great. I mean, she's great. She's a great friend. We like to go, go to stores. The dictators, the Palestine, will not let people fuck each other in the streets like they're supposed to do. Breaking. Today, the dictators of Palestine, the dictators. Israel, the best. Everybody, the best. So much sodomy there. It's fucking great. Meanwhile, Israel has massive, and I mean fucking massive, gay pride parades where everyone has a giant dick. Are we just gonna stand here and not let everyone suck each other off in Palestine?
Okay, so he's a globalist. And what is a globalist? Someone who thinks that the world is bent around a ball. It's someone who has distorted the entire world and lives in the upside down. It's pretty crazy to watch. And if you'd like to see some hiding in plain sight stuff, so I did a video called Why Didn't Anyone Protect Leonardo DiCaprio? It's over 500,000 views, so it's in one of my higher hit categories of youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Watch it. Leonardo DiCaprio was viciously sexually abused by Hollywood elites like Brian Peck and a bunch of Jews back in the day in Hollywood. And he has had some pretty interesting roles throughout his life. Oh, I gotta play that one soon, but let me just finish this idea. So here is Leonardo DiCaprio on Growing Pains. One second. This is some pretty interesting shit. Here we go.
Excuse me. I thought today's subject was gravity.
Okay, fine. I'm just trying something a little new with you guys, but I can see you're just not ready for it yet. Okay, we'll go by the book.
And when you really, I know I'm going to get haters for this, and they're, oh, you don't get the joke. I was one of the stars of a sitcom for 3 straight years. Trust me, I understand how laugh tracks work. This is social conditioning. It's like they're just playing the laugh track so people go, oh. They're trying to show you what gravity is and who you should submit to. Just watch it. It's hiding in plain sight.
Gravity is the centripetal force that keeps the Earth from flying to pieces and the universe from becoming a dark, endless, desolate cloud of dust. Wow, bummer.
By the way, Kirk Cameron became a born-again Christian after being on the set of this show because it was just riddled with pedophiles. Listen to the description of gravity in this. This is the worldview of a pedophile or a most small hands. Just listen to how they describe it. This isn't real. Gravity isn't real. It isn't. It's from the mind of a sick man. They're globalists. Globalists.
The Earth from flying to pieces and the universe from becoming a dark, endless, desolate cloud of dust. Wow, bummer.
Mr. Seaver?
Huh?
What does that mean in English?
A fair question. A very fair question. Does anybody have the answer to that? Well, before I give you my...
By the way, I just banned someone for saying, it sucks that I like... The fact that I like Owen Benjamin, I have to hate everyone else on the right just for being misguided on a few issues. Charlie Kirk doesn't believe America is a people or a place. He's Israel first, and he's pro-endless migration of foreigners into America. If you consider that on the right, you're insane. I think that a lot of leftists are better than that. I think I would rather have Bernie Sanders, that socialist relic, liar, grabbler, to be president than Charlie Kirk, because at least you need to have the borders of a country to exploit them with socialism. Like, at least Bernie Sanders knows that the world isn't just to kill people for money. Like, Charlie Kirk doesn't believe there's any boundary between countries. He thinks that America is not its people or its places or its beauty. It's simply an idea in his mind that he can have on an island if America was to be destroyed. And so if you think that's a simple, misguided idea, well, I already banished the guy for life. He's been banished. That's what I say now instead of banned. Banished. So anyway, let's just recap this. There's 3 clips of this. It's fascinating. Watch this.
Gravity is...
Oh, and someone else just asked, how could they donate? P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Thank you.
Centripetal force that keeps the Earth from flying to pieces and the universe from becoming a dark, endless, desolate cloud of dust. Wow, bummer.
Mr. Seaver?
Huh?
What does that mean in English?
A fair question. A very fair question. Does anybody have the answer to that? Well, before I give you my personal explanation,
All right, watch this. But wait, there's more.
Why don't we see what the so-called experts have to say? The Earth's gravity exerts a constant and equal force on all objects, regardless of mass. For example, a feather and a coin must fall at exactly the same speed.
Mr. Seaver, what? You just said a feather and a coin would fall at exactly the same speed.
I certainly did not. Oh, I did.
Well, they don't. I tried it.
Do you guys understand what this is? How to program people? Right now he's showing that he is subjugated by the book in his hand. So it doesn't matter what he thinks. He doesn't even have a memory of 5 seconds ago. He asked, and oh, it's just comedy. No, it isn't. DiCaprio, this little boy, where is he? Right here. Was being raped the whole time by the executives on the show. I can prove it, and I have. This whole time, this little boy was being raped. This isn't a comedy, guys. This is one of the, this is a dark, this is the depths of hell you're witnessing right now. And so what they're trying to make people believe with their laugh track and their stars is that don't trust your own memory. Only read from the book written by grabbers and pedophiles, literal pedophiles.
Regardless of mass. For example, a feather and a coin must fall at exactly the same speed.
Mr. Seaver, what? You just said a feather and a coin would fall at exactly the same speed.
I certainly did not. Oh, I did.
Well, they don't. I tried it.
Well, the book says that they do, so why don't we just move on, okay?
The Holy Book of Science.
Prove it.
Okay. Okay, fine. Feather? Quarter.
The book's wrong. End of story.
They checked this stuff out before they printed it.
Let's continue. There we go. Yeah, they're creating a new holy book. And they were effective for most of the population. Not for me and a lot of you guys, but... Oh, the wind resistant... Stop. Stop. We all know it's bullshit. There's no gravity. It's buoyancy. It's electric. Electromagnetism and buoyancy. It's not... Gravity is un... You can't measure it, and it's from the mind of pedophiles.
Okay, okay. I got it.
It doesn't matter how you drop them. You can blow them out your ears if you want. Smart money's on the court. Yeah.
I don't get this. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
So they're trying to show you over and over again, like, common sense says that isn't true. And then they try to demonize common sense. What that means is the commoner, their senses. Like if you, what your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your tongue, your hands, what they tell you is a lie. Don't go with that. And don't act like a smart boy, one of these gamma males where it's like, you don't even know science. I know science really well. It's theology. It's a broken theology for the upside down people. You're the best investigator, amazing intuition. Oh, thank you. These grab wars are exhausting. Not really. They're fun to mock. I enjoy mocking grab wars more than I probably even should. And just like... I'm from a town that made biscuits in the 1800s. Globalism took the biscuits and sent them overseas. Now it's time to put the gravy on the biscuits. Thank you, Anchor Bear, for making this video. And then we'll analyze Pixar and then I'll open a little mail. This is by Anchor Bear.
Anchor Bear to make a Grab Wars Paradise song. Yeah, and also pour some gravy on me.
Pictures on the ground, promiscuous woman, someone I can't stand. Can't stand.
Yes, pour a little of that gravy. Whoops. Pour some gravy on me in the name of truth. Yes! Crushing! Yeah! What's up? We're listening to that again immediately. That was just way too hysterical.
We need Anchor Bear to make a Grab Wars Paradise song. Yeah, and also pour some gravy on me.
Gravy making music. Piping country hot gravy coming down. Give me them biscuits. Can't stand. See one side. Hey, oh. Firing up the sleuth. Just Anchor Bear, you crush. Oh, I got a lot of wounds on my hand. I'm doing more fencing again, so I'm obviously quite happy. That's my banish thumb, when I just ban people. I was, still wearing gloves. Every time I don't wear gloves, it just always happens. It's whenever I'm using a drill, that always gets worn down. Owen needs to walk out to this next gig. Yes, yes. I want that to play every time I get out of bed every morning. Heavy is the thumb that banishes the gammas. Thank you, Kyneton Bear. And when people say I'm torn on flat earth, you don't have to believe the earth is. I don't really know what the hell it is. I just know it's not a spinning ball. It's pretty flat. But I haven't been to Antarctica because of the laws against going to Antarctica. So there's a lot of problems with even having a cohesive worldview. The closest worldview I've gotten that makes sense is Dave Weiss's app. But it's not what you believe in that matters to me. Like, you don't have to believe what I believe. Just don't peddle lies and don't use mockery and condescension to stop people from thinking. We see too far. Yeah, it's guys, every single experiment you can do proves what it is. And all the information that the world is a spinning globe comes from globalists. And globalists come in all forms. A lot of them are small hats, but a lot of them are like this guy. Look at this. Joel Osteen is standing in front of a globe, and his little podium thing has the NASA snake. NASA lies so much, they're rubbing it in your face at this point. So when all your information comes from NASA, what about the pictures they took from space? They didn't take a picture of the Earth from space for 43 years, and the one they took, they've admitted, was an artist rendition of what people believe it would look like. And then 43 years later, they claimed to take a picture and there was sex written in the clouds. Let it go. NASA gives you zero information that's at all true. And it's fine. You just move on. But it's like the problem with globalism is it makes people hate human beings. So awesome. Heavy Bear, Anchor Bear. Oh, Anchor Bear crushes. Have you seen the nerdy liberal last night? So you, the lesbians in the little tin can? They're mocking you. Thou shalt not growl. Exactly. Oh, and it would be an honor to be banned for life. I usually don't watch live or chat. I understand. Matthew Wyckoff, you're banned for life. Carry on, Christian soldiers. Oh, yeah, and here's like a classic example of how it grapples the Bible. You know how they say God is above us, the kingdom of heaven? So in the southern hemisphere, is that below us? Like, how is God in the heaven circle us like a circle? So in the theory of relativity created by a schizophrenic Jew named Albert Einstein, who was 5'4" and married his cousin, he said that everything was relative based on where you're standing. So when an Australian looks up to God, that's him looking down in relative to, it's nonsense. It goes against everything in the Bible. You know, that the heavens above according to where. So in Australian, it's not a globe. It's not a spinning globe. Einstein, it's like, does God spread himself out and become a circle? Like, how far do you want to take this thing? After he couldn't marry your daughter. No, he had sex with his cousin's daughter, tried to marry her, and then married her mom. He's a rat. He's a cockroach. He's a parasite. Toyota truck towed the Challenger. Right, 160,000-pound object, a truck with a 10,000-pound towing capacity, towed it as a commercial. It's unreal. Oh, they took out a lot of the insides of... No. Stop. You flat earth gravy is wrong. Man, you're now banned. Bye-bye. I've already told people, if you watch the stream at all, you know that you can't just say, you wrong, I right, without any information. And if you're new to the channel, I don't want you here anyway. We already have over 3,000 people right now. I don't want any more. So take it easy. All right, check out this Pixar short. It's fascinating. This one dude made this. I'll look up who did it as it's playing. One second.
Six years prior to the release of Toy Story, Pixar released a short film called Knick Knack. They showed you hot location after hot location where all the knickknacks have on sunglasses. Then they take you to a land far away towards the edge of the shelf. They call it Gnome, Alaska, but they make the pun Gnome, Sweet Gnome, showing you that this is your home. This character is not wearing sunglasses because he's at the edge of the world where the sun barely reaches the coldest place on Earth, Antarctica. He finds the edge just like we did in Operation Deep Freeze.
By the way, this is by Matt Long.
On Earth, Antarctica. He finds the edge just like we did in Operation Deep Freeze. Then he proceeds to drill just like they did in Russia. Then he tries to blow it up, just like we did over the Pacific Ocean. Again, symbolizing the edge of the known world. And what was the name of the operation we were trying to explode the firmament? Operation Fishbowl. And we see here how if he actually did escape from his home sweet home beyond the firmament, he would be in water. Pixar obviously got the attention of Walt Disney in this short little film, because Disney Studios has released every single Pixar movie. After all, Disney Studios filmed Operation Deep Freeze, and Walt Disney is an honorary member because he was there when they found the firmament of heaven and where it meets the earth. This is commemorated in his logo of the Magic Kingdom, depicting a firmament and a tower whose top would reach unto heaven.
Yeah, I did a stream months and months ago about Walt Disney's dome. Like, what is it's the castle under the dome. Walt Disney was best friends with Wernher von Braun and was part of some of this Operation Fish bullshit. This is so much more interesting than what Charlie Kirk is trying to explain to you. Like, figure out your world and don't keep going against the Bible. The Bible is very clear that the heavens are above. That doesn't work on a sphere. Pixar knows, Disney knows, everyone knows that's in control. And they're trying to show it to you. And it's like, you have to go to the path of globalism and greed and sloth and lust. It's right there. Now that I'm going to play that again, now that you've seen it. I know I'm just being a dick. I'm just starting to yell again. It's fine if you don't believe what I believe. But all your senses tell you one thing, and the only thing telling you something else is a book written by pedophiles. Again, I'll show you this clip, and then I'll show you the other one. Gravity isn't real. They want you to know it isn't real. Because the way a lot of perverts and these types of people work is they're dying to get caught because they can't stop. DiCaprio was being raped on set during this. I've proven it in other videos that have gotten hundreds and hundreds, over 500,000 views. It's called Why Did No One Protect Leonardo DiCaprio? Look it up. On this very show. So understand that this isn't a comedy. This is a cry for help. Watch this.
Excuse me. I thought today's subject was gravity.
Okay, fine. I'm just trying something a little new with you guys, but I can see you're just not ready for it yet. Okay, we'll go by the book. You happy?
Going by the book, they're inverting what that used to mean. That used to mean the Bible. Now it means a science book written by the most disgusting people on the planet.
Gravity is the centripetal force that keeps the Earth from flying to pieces and the universe from becoming a dark, endless, desolate cloud of dust. Wow, bummer.
Mr. Seaver?
Huh?
What does that mean in English?
A fair question. A very fair question. Does anybody have the answer to that? Well, before I give you my personal explanation,
All right, so let's watch the Pixar thing again. All right, here we go. And again, I'm not... I want to make this clear, and I'm not... I never do salesy techniques. I don't even use sarcasm. So when I say this, I really am saying this. I'm not a flat earth evangelist. I'm not trying to make you believe. I don't care. You believe what you want to believe. I find this interesting. I'm from a town that made biscuits and no gravy. And so I'm here to bring the gravy. And if you don't want any gravy for your biscuits, that's fine. But in the meantime, I'm going to be ingesting as much gravy as I want. And don't feel threatened. Don't feel like I judge you if you think the world is a spinning ball and an infinite nonsense. I mean, maybe I do a little bit. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, there's several worlds that you can be a part of. You know, Charlie Kirk has one world for you. One world. Globalism. Just think of the words that these people use. Let me show you this Pixar thing again.
Six years prior to the release of Toy Story, Pixar released a short film called Knick Knack.
Okay, and just another thing I want to explain to you. There's coding that happens when people make short films. When Steven Spielberg made this one short film, it was coding to let people know that he was a pedophile. He had the books in the suitcase. It was a silent film. There was no words exchanged. Everything. I've done a whole episode about it, my other channel, about Spielberg and how he alerted his handlers. From one short film, he got a 5-picture deal with the biggest movie studio in the world with no credits because he was showing using symbol that he could show that lifestyle right under the noses of Americans. And then you see him use the extraterrestrial. He took the fingertip of God and man from the Sistine Chapel and he made it about a little boy's hand and a monstrous alien. It's right there. And so Pixar was alerting to Disney that they knew about the firmament. That's what this short does. Like when you make a short like this, then people see it and go, oh, they know, but they won't say it. And that's how you open the doors with other very powerful people. The world is communicated in symbol. It's symbol because that's how people can communicate over vast time periods and vast oceans of space and time and all that and be able to communicate to each other. It's the closest thing to time travel I've ever seen. All right, so watch this.
They showed you hot location after hot location where all the knickknacks have on sunglasses. Then they take you to a land far away towards the edge of the shelf. They call it Gnome Alaska, but they make the pun Gnome Sweet Gnome, showing you that this is your home. This character is not wearing sunglasses because he's at the edge of the world where the sun barely reaches the coldest place on Earth, Antarctica. He finds the edge just like we did in Operation Deep Freeze. Then he proceeds to drill just like they did in Russia. Then he tries to blow it up just like we did over the Pacific Ocean. Again, symbolizing the edge of the known world. And what was the name of the operation we were trying to explode the firmament? Operation Fishbowl. And we see here how if he actually did escape from his home sweet home, beyond the firmament, he would be in water. Pixar obviously got the attention of Walt Disney in this short little film because Disney Studios has released every single Pixar movie. After all, Disney Studios filmed Operation Deep Freeze, and Walt Disney is an honorary member because he was there when they found the firmament of heaven and where it meets the earth. This is commemorated in his logo of the Magic Kingdom, depicting a firmament and a tower whose top would reach unto heaven.
And that little piece right there is very powerful. You see how the tower is through the firmament? That's to symbolize the Tower of Babel. That somehow man can build his way out of our realm and into heaven. There's a lot of hubris there. You know, that's what globalism is. It's very, very, very evil. And get mad at me all you want. I've been getting a lot of love, which is cool, but a lot of just despicable hate lately. Ever since I started talking about some of this stuff, people are like, you, sir, are an embarrassment. And it's like, it's right there. Just pick it up. 3,500 people in chat. Yeah, it's pretty legit. Has Owen ever analyzed Truman Show? It's so on the money that it's just, I don't know how anyone wouldn't. Oh, and if you want to see the true map of the world, again, hiding in plain sight, it's the map of the United Nations. It's just right there. Like, look. Because they know This isn't a secret to the people who control air travel and global commerce and weather manipulation and banking and governments. Like, this isn't a secret. Like, all these company, all these countries have to be in on the deception to fake the space race and to fake the moon landing and the ISS and rovers and Mars. Like, they're all in on it. And yes, that does mean that wars aren't what they say they are. They're not the real power. And one of the main things that caused World War II, in my opinion, based on the little knowledge that I'm even capable of having as just a dude, Hitler kept going to Antarctica. That's something that you should really think about. Why would just a racist, bigot, homophobe, anti-Semite with a weird mustache, why would that man keep going to Antarctica? That's public knowledge. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he knew it was the edge. And I think in the 40s, people started really having to address this reality. And in this, in schools, globe Earth wasn't taught like widely until the 20th century. This isn't ancient. You know, some of my friends were like, oh, they figured this out in ancient Greece that the world was round in the times. No, they didn't. I mean, they did, but it was a small group of people. Most people did not believe the Earth was a spinning globe. They were not globalists. He was looking for Atlantis. That's interesting. But why would he keep going? And then, okay, what's that big-faced crypto grabber name? John Kerry, this is going to blow your mind, guys. And this is the type of stuff that you can't explain away. You just can't. All right, 1 second. Watch this. I'll even show you where I got this information, even though the New York Times is owned by one Jewish family and has committed just acts of treasonous lying. It still holds weight to people that it's a trusted source. So let me show you something. John Kerry's Antarctica visit highlights a continent and climate policies under threat. Okay, since we all know that everyone knows global warming isn't real. There isn't even a globe. Why would he go there? And this is the real curveball. Why would he go there on election night in 2016? You can't explain it away, guys. When did he go? A group of hikers in Red Park has approached a half dozen seals. Blah, 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 blah. When did he go? 1 second. It's been nearly 4 years as Secretary of State. Mr. Kerry has hurled himself in a conservative, yada, yada, yada. What day exactly did... He was flying over South Pacific towards New Zealand the next day when the results began to come in. Yet, Mr. Kerry and his aides traveling with him to Antarctica, many of them young liberal Democrats, were not expecting Mr. Trump to win. The trip began a day before the election. He was in Antarctica during the election of 2016. If you believe that was to go check out penguins and see if our SUVs were making them sad, you don't have critical thinking skills. World leaders do this all the time. They mysteriously go to Antarctica on election nights. It's coding. They're communicating to each other in symbol. Antarctica is the headquarters. Right, but like, look at the lie. So at this point, you know that it's a massive lie. John Kerry's visit highlights a continent and climate. So he's in Antarctica during the election. He's like 80. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then you look at the map of the UN, and it's exactly the same map that flat earthers use to show how air travel functions, how seasons function, time zones. Like, one of my friends was talking about, how come you can't see the North Star in the southern hemisphere? There is no southern hemisphere. It's only distance away from the North Pole. That's all it is. It's like there's no southern hemisphere. There's no globe, guys. The United Nations has to show you in plain sight what it is. And it's not scary. It's freeing. Everything makes sense. It's in the Bible. How can God in the heavens be above us? So in Australia, there's no, so below the heavens below. Well, that's when the Jew Einstein comes in and says, everything is relative. Now let me fuck my cousin and her daughter. No. Heaven and God are up there for everybody in the four corners of the earth. In Australian, what would they go? They go, the heavens above and point down. Stop acting like people who believe in Christianity and the flat earth are stupid. We're not stupid. That doesn't, the Bible doesn't make any sense on a spinning globe. So God has now stretched himself to be a circle. Okay, keep giving money to Joel Osteen. Maybe we are underwater. We are underwater. It's in the Bible as well. The firmament is in between the waters above and the waters below. That's in the Bible. How can people justify being Christian? I'm not judging you. Don't get me wrong. I get it. It's an insanely hard concept. But how can you justify getting angry at people like me when I'm just reading the Bible? Bible is not literally a science book. Right, because the science is Satanism. So of course it isn't a science book. Science, the same thing that says that we are all from a Big Bang, evolution, gender can be switched with hormones. Of course it's not a science book. It's true. The Bible is true, and science isn't true. A feather and a rock do not fall at the same speed. No, that's not because of that. 9.81 meters per second squared. There is no gravity constant. There's no constant speed of light. You know, the speed of light differs based on where you measure it, the conditions. There's no consistent speed of light. That's a lie. BB, you're on it. Very good. You devote so much to this. Well, it helps people. It helps people understand what they're reading. This is the other option. This is Charlie Kirk, and then I'll open some mail. This, he claims to be a Christian. Okay? This isn't Christianity. This is Satanism. I'll show it to you again. 1 second. Yeah, where's old Charlie boy? Oh, Charlie boy. Charlie boy with your lies and your grabble. Hang on a second. Here we go. He claims to be a Christian conservative. Now that you understand that he's not only not a conservative, he doesn't believe America is a place or a people. And he's faithful only to the sixth star of Israel. Okay, so now that you know everything he says is a lie, this is how you start to understand what globalism is, what science is. And by the way, I'm not talking about engineering, so don't get cute with me. Science built your computer. No, engineering did. Engineering built an airplane. Engineering. Science lied and said that they flew into space and landed on a moon. Science is endless lies. Evolution is not real. It didn't happen. You can prove it didn't happen with basic arithmetic. The world is not a spinning ball. Space is not a vacuum. Rockets can't function in a space, and the rockets that they show you, none of the math works anyway. Those rocket ships aren't real. If a human being was going 30 times the speed of a bullet and it banked, all the blood would just pull right out of your head and you'd all die. People die with that stuff going like Mach 3. Can you imagine going Mach 50? Come on, guys. And then they just put a bunch of lesbians up there to look out a window.
I reject this idea of dual loyalty. I have loyalty to ideas. And of course, I love the Grand Canyon. I love the Rocky Mountains. And I love Boston. I love Chicago. But if all that disappeared and all I had was ideas and we were on an island, that's America. That's Israel. And that's what people have to realize, that America is just a placeholder for timeless ideas. And if you fall too in love with, you know, oh, the specific place and all this, that's, you know, that's not what it is. Israel would be an exception because there is a holy connection to this land.
And again, I just looked in the chat and there's shills everywhere. And I know some are paid shills and some are just people with cognitive dissonance where they're like, well, the constellation, stop. You can prove there's no curve. It's 8 inches per mile squared. It's exponential. You can't have a lighthouse with it. You can't have air travel. You can't have a hot air balloon. Why is there no flights over Antarctica? Why is the UN map? It's, guys, stop. How can there be an atmosphere next to a vacuum? Nature abhors a vacuum. How do they get stasis? They can't. There is no way to have a static, which is stable, atmosphere right next to a pure vacuum so strong that it would just destroy anything that goes in it, let alone a spaceship made out of a tin can. But forget that. Just talk about nitrogen, oxygen, helium. It would just go. How is that possible? How is an eclipse possible? How can two things line up like two machine cut quarters and one is 400,000 miles away? Stop. Just stop. No one's buying it. And why does all the numerology add to 666? 60. The Earth is spinning 66,000 miles. Or no, the sun is going. The Earth is going 66,000 miles per hour around the sun. The Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. It's tilted at 66.6 degrees. Everyone's like, oh no, it's really 23.4 degrees, you liar. Yeah, minus that from 90. It's crazy when people don't realize what smarter than you means. And some of you are smarter than me, less than 1 in 10,000. But like when I'm speaking and someone goes, minus it, it's the inverse. It's the upside down, guys. Minus it from 90. They're like, well, I mean, okay, but how do you explain Polaris? I'm not going to waste my time. It's all explainable. How do you explain that the Bible says the heavens above? So Australians can't be Christian because above is below.
Well, it's all relative. I'm going to bang my cousin.
Why are the southern star trails in a circle? Done reflection. There is no southern hemisphere. Look. That is the map. So where's a southern hemisphere? It's just distance from the North Pole to the outer edge, which Antarctica, which so happens to be the highest altitude of any continent. You ever think about that? The coastline of Antarctica happens to be exactly the same distance of a ring around that map. 40,000 miles or 44,000. It's just some amount of... The coastline of Antarctica happens to be the same distance as the ring of the Earth. And it happens to be the highest continent. It's not, I hate to say the phrase that's so insane, but it's not rocket science. Why would that be that map though? Because magic has to show you. I've done whole episodes on it with Three Card Monty. They have to show you it so that you discount it. Because if no one ever showed you what the map really looked like, if no one had a laugh track behind truth, it would start bubbling up inside you. Truth has this ability of just being pulled out of people. Truth is always trying to rise. Truth is always climbing. It's always trying to get out. Like when the world doesn't make sense to you, the truth is screaming. So the way to suppress truth is to put it in plain sight and mock it, or use a laugh track to make it seem like it's fun. That it's mockery. There's ways to keep truth down. It's mental programming. Sure isn't rocket science, airborne science. Right, exactly. There isn't even rockets. When you look at the fact it took an entire world to defeat Germany, the incorporation of Jews in Antarctica in a narrative, some holy or unholy truth was revealed in Antarctica. Yep. Has he shown flight paths yet? No, there's over 100,000 commercial flight paths from east to west. The amount of flight paths that go north to south over Antarctica, zero. Well, I mean, it's because you don't want to disturb the penguins. And here's the thing. I don't want to be stuck in this place. I don't want to spend every stream just explaining. I just want to show people what the global menace is. What's with the equator? It's the hottest point on the globe or on the Earth because, as you can see, the Earth, when it spins around that circle, it goes out and in, like the tighter circles and wider circles based on the season. So it'll go farther, tighter concentric circles in the summer, which would make the nights longer, farther towards the edge, and shorter towards the North Pole. And then as it goes out during the winter, it makes more sense than the globe. As the sun's rotation goes farther out during the winter months, you can see that what we call the southern hemisphere gets longer days, shorter nights. And then the circle that's called the equator has the most amount of sunshine for the whole year. And during the equinoxes, it's an exact 12-hour split between sunlight and sun and darkness. That's all. This is what it is. It like the seasons go like this. It goes tight and bigger. And listen, if it isn't, show me a model that makes more sense. But the globe model doesn't make any sense. That model makes more sense. It could be something else. A lot of this is new for me as well. But that makes more sense as to how time zones work, how seasons work, how constellations work, how eclipses work, how suns and moons, that what we're given doesn't make any sense. That makes sense. I wouldn't put my life on it. It's not like this is my hand, but the odds are, I mean, it's just infinitely more sensical than the other version. Antarctica is the big ring on the outside that you're not allowed to explore. And if you start looking at the military operations to try and break the firmament, it's right there. It's an open public record. Why is no one allowed to go to Antarctica except on one little tiny spot that's approved? It's because it's the ring of the earth. How did they get, you know, all these warring nations to sign a treaty in 1958? Not about ending the bloodshed in Korea and then Vietnam and the Cold War. No, all those nations signed a treaty to make sure no one went to Antarctica. And the cognitive dissonance is so strong that there's people that are like, well, they had to protect the environment. The USSR, do you think they care about penguins? Other people are like, well, it's a mineral rights. Then they would have fought over it. That's how war works. Listen, I'm from a town known for biscuits. About a half mile behind that, you would see a little house with a little baby. And that baby was prophesied to grow up into a gravy ladling machine. People keep complaining that the stream is being, that I have slow internet. So I just banned everyone that said that. I will show you something real quick. I'm running a test as we speak. I have 10 Mbps upload speed right now. I don't know. I gotta rerun the test. But my internet speed is not low. It's I'm being graveled. It's retarded. People are you gotta get yourself some internet. Anyone who says that is banned. Just you're banned faster than you can speak. My internet's as fast as you can get it. Let me actually run this test real quick. Or should we just open mail and forget it and just keep banning people? Yeah, my megabytes per second right now is 64. 65. 23.6. Your internet speed is very fast. Your internet connection should be able to handle multiple devices, streaming HD video, video conferencing, and gaming at the same time. Okay, so that was the quick diagnostic. So if anybody ever says, you, sir, need to get an Ethernet kit, you, sir, you're just immediately banned. It's every time I approach 4,000 viewers, they just try to kick everybody off. It's just like, do you have Fisher-Price internet? You're now banned. That's the strategy of the shills. I have one that my upload speed equals biscuit. Yeah, just lost 3/4 of viewers. I know. I understand that most people are shills or bots, but the people that truly don't, they can't put it together. Hang on. I just did the test as people were complaining. Hopefully this will just calm everyone down. Oh, yes. That's the results. That's insanely fast. That's happening right now. I just did the test as people were like, "Grabble, huh? You sir need to. You got to pay your internet bill. I have the fastest internet I could possibly get." What would make more sense is that. What would make a lot more sense is that every time I approach a certain level of audience, as I'm discussing something that people don't want known, what happens? They kick people off. If they want gravy, they will find you, baby. It's fine. You just fight through it. That's why we need some discipline. Where it's like, don't just complain. Just know what it is and take pride in it. Be like, yeah, they can't grabble us. Oh, by the way, unauthorized.tv. Show's coming in hot. It's crazy. Yeah, it was over 4,000 and now it's down to 1,000. It just went like that. And then people go, it's because he doesn't have an internet. Okay, well, this is my internet as we currently speak. That's crazy fast. There's no one else even in my house right now using any other devices. We don't use Netflix. We don't use streaming devices. My wife and kids are gone right now. There's like, I have so much internet, you could burn it. And it's like, well, you sir, there's a real. It's because they have dials. Well, who's they? Grabblers. You sir. It's just like, what? Ludicrously fast. Yeah, that's as fast as you can get. I spend the money I get in Super Chats on making the stream better, and that's why I get so angry sometimes when people are like, well, you don't think I've thought of it? You don't think I've tried to make it so that this is always seamless and I don't have to restart streams and upload? Like, what kind of asshole do you think I am? By the way, if you want to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. You, sir. Oh, thank you. My lord, I send you 3 pieces of silver. Days are getting shorter fast here in the north. Soon it's dark when leaving for work and dark upon return. I like the cold, but I really need the light. I remember when I found you online, I found some dude in his garden playing piano in the rain and talking with passion. And then my hysterical laughter after hearing some really funny for the first time in a while. So strange how we both moved to the countryside at the same time for the same reason, except for the Hollywood thing. I'm a few years older than you. You are such a relief, Owen, on an oasis in the desert of meaningless conversations of the blabbers. People rarely talk anymore. It's getting harder and harder to test one's perception of reality. Like many bears, I'm so sick and tired of lies and the upside down. We have to change course. I'm here to serve the big bear. Your wish is my command, sir. My sword is sharper than my tongue. P.S. When are we going to crack that dome in Antarctica? I've got skills. Denmark Bear. I love it. We shall go to Antarctica, Denmark Bear, and we shall. That's where I want. This is going to sound morbid, but that's where I want to die, is in Antarctica. Everyone wants to die surrounded by their loved ones. No. I want to die banging my head against. For those of you just joining us, this is just going to be, because the stream had to restart, this is just going to be opening the mail. And again, I don't care how you view the earth. All I ask, and this is going to be very important for everybody else that has an extremely different view of the globalists. Don't treat us like we're stupid and we won't push the shit on you. For people that think the earth is not a spinning globe, I highly recommend you don't corner people in dinners or parties and be like, how do you not see it? Let's sign a non-aggression treaty. Don't act like our points are like just John Kerry alone going to Antarctica, just the flight paths, just the curve, just the 8 inches per mile square. It's profoundly interesting. And so the fact that some people have come to a conclusion that you have not come to does not mean you have a right to call us stupid or crazy or act like we're somehow embarrassing. You can't explain the things we bring up. And so just for that reason as well, I can't speak for everybody else, but I won't make you think like I do and make you just uncomfortably try to explain away why there's no commercial flights over Antarctica. And it's not because of the happy feet. So just, you know, let's all just have a treaty here. A sleuth treaty, yes. And just don't say shitty things like, yeah, well, I'm focused on the facts. No, you're not. It's constant red herring logic fallacies where it's just like, well, I mean, the Polaris, it's like, explain hot air balloons. Like, the vast amount of information is insane. If you're trying to, and how about the fact that every globe you buy in the store, it says not for research, it's for entertainment purposes only. Grabbers love Antarctica because they all wear suits there. That's hilarious. Owen, did you find any gold in your stream? I haven't started yet. I'm obviously going to live stream. I'm going to live stream the gold stream. I'm going to start panning for gold. I know a few flights that absolutely do not correlate with the flat earth model, just to name a few. Okay, well, you're trying to just, Squatting Thunder Bear, I know what you're doing. LA-805, QF-27, QF-20, you're just trying to flood. I know a few flights that don't correlate with the flat. How about 99% don't correlate with the globe earth model? How's that? Stop, or you'll be banned. I don't care if you're an old school bear with a bear name. You're out of here. Just, I'm trying to propose a non-aggression treaty. Because you're, or else all we would do is bicker. It's set up to divide. There's definitely wedge elements to the flat earth, globe earth thing. What do flights prove? Why would someone spend another 1,000 miles of gas to not go the straightest line, which is over Antarctica? Maybe because it doesn't exist. Just watch my I took 2.5 hours of my day, of my life. The Pixar thing was full of gravy, BB. I know, I'm playing it again. On one of my other streams to go through all these points. And it's not, you know, the back pedal of a lot of the flat earthers is stupid. Where it's like, every time someone accuses you, it's up to you to describe it. The spinning globe model is fucking retarded. That's like saying, this is a dragon, prove it isn't. No, it's a fucking cup. It's not on me to prove that. Everything shows that this isn't a spinning globe. And the mockery is about to start getting insane out there. Mainstream is starting to do like really, really high level mind control shit of mockery. And just, I want to avoid it and keep talking about interesting shit. But let's just watch the Pixar thing again. Oh, look, a dome and a Tower of Babel. And Squatting Thunder Bear, listen, it's like, if you want to do that, if you want to reconcile that you can't deal with the fact the heavens above doesn't coincide with the global earth, fine. But if you act annoying, you're fucking out of here and no one will miss you.
6 years prior to the release of Toy Story, Pixar released a short film called Knick Knack. They showed you hot location after hot location where all the knickknacks have on sunglasses. Then they take you to a land far away towards the edge of the shelf. They call it Gnome Alaska, but they make the pun Gnome Sweet Gnome, showing you that this is your home. This character is not wearing sunglasses because he's at the edge of the world where the sun barely reaches the coldest place on Earth, Antarctica.
And yeah, real quick, someone just said something funny. I listened to a dude, Marcus Rogers. He said trans movement, LGBT plus movement will be the big statue society demands everyone bound to. I believe it. Yeah, it already exists. It's called the Statue of Liberty. Is it dude? Oh, how dare you? It's a dude. The Statue of Liberty is a man in drag.
How dare you? I'm a baby boomer.
Finds the edge, just like we did in Operation Deep Freeze. Then he proceeds to drill, just like they did in Russia. Then he tries to blow it up, just like we did over the Pacific Ocean. Again, symbolizing the edge of the known world. And what was the name of the operation we were trying to explode the firmament? Operation Fishbowl. And we see here how, if he actually did escape from his home sweet home, beyond the firmament. He would be in water. Pixar obviously got the attention of Walt Disney in this short little film, because Disney Studios has released every single Pixar movie. After all, Disney Studios filmed Operation Deep Freeze, and Walt Disney is an honorary member because he was there when they found the firmament of heaven and where it meets the earth. This is commemorated in his logo of the Magic Kingdom, depicting a firmament and a tower whose top would reach unto heaven.
And he also has 666 in his signature. Look at his signature again. 666. That isn't by, not, that's not by accident, guys. Neither is the Stern symbol, 666. Neither is the Google symbol, 666, the Google Chrome. Just don't let it get you mad. Just Walt Disney. I'm living this video. Nice. I'm loving, nice. I wouldn't miss you either, Squatting Thunder Bear, because I see you talk to you every day. Oh, he's one of Cowboy Bears, guys. I get it. You're starting a little coup. It's all right. I'm a fan of Duterte. I'll banish all of you. It's like, oh, Squatting Thunder Bear, I see you every day. Yeah, Cowboy Bear's another one that's constantly saying shitty things about how the earth is a spinning ball when he has no evidence at all. It's just noise. Well, you, sir, haven't seen my videos about how I can bend lasers. If you could bend a laser, how does a laser work then? Laser's supposed to be unbendable. That's what I've been told my whole life. That, you know, oh, it's laser accurate. It's laser guided. If a laser can bend, it isn't a laser. You fuck. Talk that shit. You're all out of here. Duterte. He made himself not gay. Do you think I give a fuck about your little ankle biting?
Well, I mean, those are some good bears.
I've had people that have called themselves bears for years, attack my family. There's good and there's shit. Holy shit, I just saw the sixes in Disney. Yeah, welcome to the gravy train. I feel very uncomfortable. Sorry, this all makes me kind of angry too. Stop focusing on your own feelings. Don't be a bitch. How does one bend a laser? Haha. You can't. It's cognitive dissonance. And from an outside perspective, it appears to be insanity. And I'm patient with people. Yeah, it's like Pinder, exactly. I broke bread with that little Jew in Dallas. And then I'd watch him ankle bite and talk shit in here. And it's like, bye. It's like, well, I've given you super chats. I'll burn it in my fireplace. If you would like to watch me burn it. I will take it and I'll burn it. Just don't ever think that you have anything over me when it comes to that shit. Lasers don't bend or else they're not lasers. How could a star be 100 million miles away and go in a straight shot with a particle and a wave? 100 million miles is the distance light would travel going 186,000 miles a second for 100 million years. If you believe that, and you think you can bend a laser on planet Earth, X19, shut up. Stop. It doesn't mean anything, and we know it. And I get upset, not that people are trying to fuck with me. It's that you're trying to lead others astray. I know what you're doing. I know how to do wizardry. I just choose not to because I'm not a fuckface. And I don't think you guys are necessarily doing wizardry, but your cognitive dissonance is out of control. Well, flight path Q19, you think that's bringing anyone any information? Just saying a random letter and a number like it's a fucking bingo parlor? 666 is globalism. Yes. You are a brilliant mate. Thank you. The C14 lie chaps my hand. Ball proofs aren't there. You have to discern between Hollywood lasers and actual... Right. I hope you're joking. But you never know these days. Friendly reminder, we are Owen's table. He gets to serve the gravy. Thank you, Justin. But again, I like when people talk about being conniving. That I know what that does. That grows. And that's when Duterte comes in with the death squads. You know, and then you just, you're banished. CERN is blatantly evil. It's a scam. There's nothing happening at CERN, but it says 666. The 666 is all a lie. They're all lies. They taught you this as a child, brainwashed. People can't admit. I get it. Listen, I get it. I was just in the middle of saying, I don't want to argue about this or have this be a dividing line. As I'm doing this, I see people saying nonsense. Guys, the earth is not a spinning ball. The odds are zero. It's 0%. Zero. None. There's no chance. It isn't possible. So when I see people being like, well, I mean, fuck you then. I mean, it's just like I bent a laser and these flight paths. Stop. I'm not going to keep pushing it and saying you're a retarded. Oh, and look up rocket hits firmament. Yeah, I don't want to stay in the world. Yeah, the umbra. Dude, it's constant. People are spiraling because BB pointed out the earth doesn't bend 8 inches per mile. Just admit you were lied to as a child. It's 8 inches squared per mile. There isn't a lighthouse on the planet that would work or the realm that would work under that curve. And their response is mirage or the bending of light. That somehow light bends because of air currents, but not 100 million miles of space. Well, the space... Stop. Stop. Zero. It's 0%. I'm not going to say what it is. The most accurate model I've seen is Dave Weiss's app thing. That makes sense to me and everything you can apply to it, and it just makes sense. But I'm not going to sit here and let people just be like, well, you, sir, I get it. Your job revolves around the earth being a spinning ball. My job in Hollywood revolved around agreeing with shit that were lies and evil. Grow up. It's fine. I don't have a lot of patience these days for grown men that can't admit things. How did this go on so long? Because of indoctrination. It's when you get the Jesuits say, give me a child for 7 years and I will have him the rest of his life. That there's shit that you do to children in schools. You seek approval, the ringing of the bell. You know, I even hear it in some of my kids' songs. They'll be on like a Pandora channel or something where it's like, Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. And I'm just sitting there thinking like, the whole point of this song is to usurp the mother's authority to the doctor. Where's the daddy? The mama asked the daddy and the daddy said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Why is it the doctor? So the mom called the doctor and said, there's a problem. The monkeys are jumping on the bed and the doctor is going to play the role of man? No. See, this is why... We'll like dress up for Halloween and have stuff like that because I don't want to alienate my family too much from the world, the culture of America and stuff. But it's like, I see it as clear as day what the point of some of these songs are. Why would a mama, and it's like, oh, it's just a stupid song. No, it isn't. This is where the indoctrination starts. Everything trying to be sold to my kids is a dinosaur or a fucking astronaut. And it's like, mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Why would she call a doctor to ask about child rearing? There's no dad in that scenario. And then the doctor has to tell the mommy. So the doctor is above the mommy. So it goes child, mom, doctor, God? No. That's how they indoctrinate you to think that someone with a white lab coat and a fancy degree has authority over your own mother. Kids' songs teaching cuckery, exactly. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. No. The Giving Tree, all these books, it's insane. Mama called Bill Nye, exactly. It cucks the dad for sure to the doc. Exactly. No, mama asked the daddy and the daddy says, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. It's encoding single moms and it's encoding cuck dads. You're looking too deep into it. Right now they're ruling on 7-year-olds having sex change operations. Are you not paranoid yet? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're wrong. Trying to take out the role of the dad is the goal of every tyrant and pedophile in the history of the world. Cucking the father, cucking the husband is the ultimate goal of every single fucking tyrant and pedophile in the world. Because when you have no dad to protect the kids and the woman, you can feast. And everyone knows it. Charlie Kirk knows it. Someone feasted on that little boy. It's turned him into a disgusting pervert. That's what makes kids, you can make kids gay. I was born this way. No, no. Nope. There's a Flat Earth book. The Sky's the Limit by Mark Sargent. Some stuff here. I don't want to get too into the Flat Earth shit. It's just, it gets boring, but. Oh, this is from Mark Sargent. Nice. Hey, Owen, my name is Mark Sargent. Been following your journey so far. A lot of fun to watch. Excited to have you at the Flat Earth Conference this year. Should be a good time. That being said, this is your unofficial pre-Dallas conference kit. It includes Flat Earth Clues, The Sky's the Limit, Flat Earth Clues 2, End of the World. You're in it, by the way. See, I don't believe that the world's ending. No man knows the day. Custom keychain, thank you. And some limited edition buttons. The letters have been slightly changed so it reads deep inside the butthole. That's a little aggressive, Mark. Not sure if that's a new meme, but we thought it was pretty funny, so wear one with pride. No. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you there. Don't forget, I'm up on Whidbey. Oh, nice. Yeah, dude, we could have a family get together. You have a standing offer to stay at our guest house with your family. Stay true to yourself and always stay flat. Nice. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that, buddy. We might take you up on that. Our families can hang out. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Why is it the doctor? Where's the dad? Is that keychain flat? Yeah, I think so. Under the Dome was a great show. I know, it's encoded, and this is why they don't want people like me talking. It's because you're going to see it everywhere now. Because they have to show it to you. Watch out, that guy's a shill. So far, so good with him. I don't just call people shills because people tell me people are shills. People said that about Alex Jones when I still liked him, and I still liked him until I found out he was a shill, and I stopped liking him. So far, I like Mark Sargent. He just sent me a nice letter. What part of I judge the world from what I can see and feel and hear with my own senses do people not understand? What part of Duterte? Sargent is a shill. That doesn't mean anything. Okay, the Thingmaj Book of Manners. A story by Irene Keller, illustrated by Dick Keller. Guys, those are grabbers. Look at that. Look at those grabbers. Mark Sargent is a flat earth disinformation. I'm starting to think he isn't based on the response. Because I just said, don't say that shit to me. And people couldn't fucking follow orders. You know, one of the best things you can teach people or be around is good manners. Mark is in bed with Satanist certified fact. Oh, is it certified? Where'd you certify it? Did you certify it in your little tree fort? All right. Dear Owen, my fiance and I had the privilege of speaking with you after the Indiana show, and you even had your camera guy film part of the conversation for your documentary. We spoke about how strong male leadership has the power to take a liberal feminist lesbian, Jew, like my fiance used to be, and turn her into a strong Christian woman who wants nothing more than a family and a homestead. It's in the documentary. It's going to be legendary. We also spoke about her family, specifically her Jewish lesbian CEO aunt. Once the afterglow of getting to have an honest conversation with our favorite comedian had worn off a bit, we began to regret having ripped on her so hard. We were not going to put that in. Don't worry. We still love her aunt very much, even though she's a grabber. I instinctively don't embarrass people. It has nothing to do with your aunt. Your aunt will not be in the fucking documentary. Relax. Anyway, we've caught almost every live stream since February this year, and our perspectives and values have changed significantly. We were already right-wing before we discovered your streams, but became disillusioned with the constant bitching and complaining about the left and Muslims. We gradually realized that all we were being told was what to fear and what to hate. When my dad introduced us to your streams, it was a breath of fresh air. It quickly replaced our Netflix habit entirely, and we experienced a newfound excitement for God and life. Before I was less than enthusiastic about having children, even though I knew that's what the woman wanted. That's what my woman wanted. I never knew it at the time, but the selfish frame of mind that was keeping us from experiencing true bliss in our relationship. Now I know that the only way to establish a truly healthy and stable relationship with a woman is to quit jerking off to videos of runaway whores and prove to her that you want to have babies and gardens and a home. I would have never realized that from listening to Shapiro or Peterson or Crowder or any of those grabbling liars. I realized it from listening to you. Well, I'm a little suspicious that you're a shill for Big Gravy. You should be. I am being paid by Big Gravy. I just have to say thank you. Thank you for your comedy and your advice and your relentless telling of the truth. My fiance and I would like to be verified as Nanny Bear and Six String Bear. Keep crushing. P.S. Included with this letter is a book that my fiance found at the home of family she nannies for. We knew right away that we had to send you a copy. It's plain to see why. The characters bear a striking resemblance to a certain tribe. Not the Calvinists. Not the Amish. Not those tricky Quakers. Also, Red Pill Rooster makes an appearance. Charlie and Lucy. I gotta go. What's up, Grab Jack? Let me just end this real quick. All right, guys. Hit the Rogans up. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and bull guy. And unauthorized.tv. I gotta go work on the goat area. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. We got a new shirt. And thanks to everybody for watching. And don't get too pissed off on your fellow man. You know, let's all just crush, gravy, etc.